It began with the quality of knowledge. Not just stirring up your emotions, man. Paul said it this way in the book of Acts, man. You know, he said, now, brethren, I commend you, or I place you under the word of God's grace. Glory to God. I ain't talking about, man, the way you know it and try to debate it all in his religious rituals and all this about what it is. I'm talking about the reality of his grace, man. What is, not what people's opinion about it, and man, and all that, and what they're thinking, and all. I'm talking about the reality of it, what it really is. But, which is able to build you up. What is it really, man, that God love for you? That nothing can separate you from. Lord. And boy, that love, man, is able to build you up and give you your inheritance among all those who are sanctified. What did it do, Arthur? It won't just hype you up like our messages do. That's a good thing. There's a purpose for that. But boy, this, the word of his grace, the gospel of the kingdom, baby, that's going to build you up. But boy, when you get back in that place, hello. Look at them. Hallelujah. What God want to do, I keep saying, he want to bless this earth. And boy, his counsel going to stand and he going to have what he say. He going to be on earth just as it is in heaven. We just becoming dead. He didn't already spoke it. I told you, if he said it, baby, he going to do it. And if he spoke it, he going to come to pay. His word ain't going to return void. I ain't talking about mankind word. I'm talking about the word of the Most High God, the word of God. It's going to prevail. Heaven and earth going to pass away, boy. But the word of the Lord, that's going to prevail. Well, that's what I couldn't share with you, man, you know. When time passed, like I told you, God spoke to the children through the prophet, but boy, this day and time, he speaks to you himself. I'm going to say this, and I always want to say this again. Listen, don't put your faith in what I'm saying here. Boy, that's a Holy Ghost that I'm talking about. Glory to God. He'll bear witness with this word here. Don't just listen to him. Let me say it plain and simple. Don't just listen to what I'm telling you, man. You listen to what the Holy Ghost, who the comforter, the one that Jesus Christ, boy, sent back to you, man, that will lead and guide you into all truth. And put your faith in the wisdom of a man, man. You listen to, man, the voice behind what I'm saying. You listen to what the Holy Spirit say to your spirit about what I'm saying. And if you, boy, let me tell you something, boy, it'll bear witness with the word of God. I just plant the seed, baby. That's all. That's all, man. Baby, it's God that gives the increase. And boy, let me tell you something, man, about the Holy Ghost, man, the hound dog of heaven, baby. Hey, boy, that word, man, he'll take that, all that word that's coming at you, just like in a natural man, you know, all the sperm that's going toward that egg, man, and all the millions of sperm that's going toward that egg, and say, just want to hit it. And boy, when they hit it, boy, a conception take place. And a life come forth. Boy, same way with the gospel, with the word of God. Boy, you'll hear something, man, and it'll penetrate your soul, your mind, your emotions, your attitude, and all that you know of in your soul, man. And boy, it'll get all the way down into your spirit, man. And you know what that'll start then? That'll start, boy, a personal relationship with your Father in heaven. I'm going to say that again. That'll start a personal relationship with you and your Father. And then he'll commend you unto the word of his grace, and that grace will build you up and give you your inheritance. What's your inheritance? All of the kingdom of heaven. Come, you who are blessed of the Father. That was Jesus' message, boy. Come, you who are blessed of your Father, and get your inheritance. What? The kingdom of heaven that was prepared for you before the foundations of the world. Bishop, got a minute? Before the foundations of the world. What? All of the kingdom of heaven. Before the foundation of the world. That's your inheritance. Hey, he told them, he said, hey, listen. I'm going to make it on earth just as it is in heaven, and I'm going to do it through my family and sons. And boy, he planted that place. He put a place there, Eden. And there he placed a man. And from there he told a man to be fruitful. That's productive, man. And multiply and replenish the earth. Make the whole earth, man, just like this little Garden of Eden, man. You know, as your children come forth and your children is born in this place right here in the Garden of Eden, and then they will take their families, man, and wherever they take their families to that spot, boy, they're going to build. In that moment, man, wherever they are, man, they're going to take the Garden of Eden with them, because they're going to take the presence of the Lord with them, man. They're going to be in their home just like it is in there. They're going to be in every home, and they're going to be on earth just like it is in heaven, because they're going to be in all God's family, all God's children, all God's people. And man, from that place, boy, he told them to be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. What God did? He set up, boy, a little carbon copy of heaven, an atmosphere that's in heaven on the earth, and placed us in it. Adam called it, man, the Garden of Eden. Abraham, man, called it, man, the promised land. Moses and the children of Israel, man, called that boy the presence of the Lord. Whenever the Holy Spirit would come down upon them and manifest itself in ways, you know, they say the presence of the Lord is with us. Then when they came out of Egypt, boy, they came all the way to the borders of it, man, and there it was, boy, the promised land. Right there at their hand. Right there in front of them. And, boy, they wandered around in the wilderness for 40 years, man, and never entered into the promised land. Then came Jesus, man, and then when Jesus' day and time, man, boy, he called it, man, the kingdom of heaven. He called it the kingdom of heaven. Excuse me just 1 minute.
Bishop.
Hallelujah. Excuse me just 1 second. That's the place. And that's what he designed. That's what he wanted. That's his desire, boy, to get us back in that place. So they wandered around the wilderness for 40 years. And all those who came out of Egypt, they died in the wilderness. You know the story. They were saved, but they never entered into their inheritance. They died in the wilderness. When all the time, man, the promised land was right there. Jesus called it, boy, the kingdom of heaven. And then he called some disciples together, Peter, James, and John, and Mark, and Matthew, and Luke, and Bartholomew, and all them guys, you know. And boy, and then he told them, man, he taught them, and he trained them, man. He spoke to them, himself personally. And then, boy, he told them, man, go do the same thing, man, that I did to you. Go make disciples of all men. Don't go make men just church members out of them, man. Go teach them everything that I taught you. And lo, I'll be with you till the end of the age. I'll be with you forever. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Go tell them, man, what Arthur, boy, that promised land, man, that That Garden of Eden, man, that those angels was protecting, man, with the flaming swords, man, to keep, man, Adam and mankind out of. Go tell them, man, the angels gone. That ark that I had instructed, man, Noah to be a, because of, man, the disobedient man, it got so bad. Why they got so bad, man? How come it got that way, Arthur? Because when Adam and Eve ate off the tree of the Garden of Eden, man, they got put out of that place. What do you say? I want to bless the earth. I need a people to do it through and a place to do it from. What's that place? Eden. What's Eden, man? The presence of the Lord, man. What's the presence of the Lord back in your life? You having a personal relationship with God. I was saying earlier, man, what would it be like if, man, you know, God's presence comes sit in your living room? Let me tell you something. Boy, you think that's something. If you ever come to the knowledge that, boy, he done greater things than that. He not only come, man, set up, man, in your living room, boy. He come, took up residence on the inside of your spirit, man. He live on the inside of you. Lord, Father, I'll show you a mystery that's been hidden from ages and ages and ages, but it's now being manifested. I'm talking about, boy, a gospel that's been lost, amen, for the last 18 years. What gospel, boy? The gospel that Jesus preached. What gospel did he preach, boy? All of the kingdom of hell. That promised land. That ark that God told Noah to build. Go tell them, man, that they don't have to build an ark like Noah did. In time past, they may have to, but tell them, man, I built the ark for them. God say, I built this ark. And go tell everybody, man, that they can come on in, man, but to the ark of God. Lord. The ark of the covenant, man, that God made with you, man. I'm not talking about like we made with the children of Israel. I'm talking about the covenant that he made with you before the foundation of the world. What covenant was that, Art? It's in your Bible, man. It's in Ephesians chapter 1. He said, thanks be unto God who chose us. When, Arthur? Before the foundations of the world. What he chose, Arthur? That we should be holy. What's holy, Arthur? Just like him. In his image, in his likeness, his character, his nature, functioning like him, walking like him, talking like him, being like him. It's in our lives, in our territory, the earth, just as it is in his life in heaven. Boy, that's his original plan and purpose for your life and my life, and his counsel gonna stand. Boy, he set that up on the earth. And he played that, had that place, and he had Adam and Eve in that place, and then the devil come in and deceived them and got them out of that place, and then they got out of that place and started living their life from the wilderness. Boy, instead of them ruling and reigning and making them raise man as it is in heaven, it's not operating man through. The bishop, you turn the music down just a little bit. They start operating man through their own conscience. As they operate through their own conscience, man, they say, hey, it's gonna be thistles and thorns and everything like that. Well, because you're out of that place. And you can't fulfill your purpose and destiny in the wilderness. You say, listen, in that place I was on the watch this year. You think it's something you come sit in your living room, man, that's among you. But in that place, he wasn't just among them, boy. He was living on the inside of them. He was in their spirit, the Holy Spirit. It was a union. They were one. Unbroken fellowship. No sin, no nothing. And it was a relationship, man, that was going on, man, with God and his family and son. And, boy, they were headed toward a destination. What destination, boy? That we ruling and reigning on the earth forever and ever. And ever and ever. And the dwelling place of God was with the sons of man. You hear most people say, I read the back of the book and we win. Let me tell you something what Revelation chapter 1 say. Behold, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. That's right, we do win. You're not ready, one. What? And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem. Who? That's us, the church. What? Coming down from what? From heaven, from the unseen realm. I ain't say you ain't going to go to heaven. But anyway, you're going to spend eternity there. That's God's domain. The earth, the heaven belongs to him. The earth is our territory. And boy, God had that on the earth in the beginning, in the Garden of Eden, before Adam and Eve got deceived. Because the kingdom of God, well, the rule of God, the rule and authority of God. And in that place, boy, the atmosphere was just like hell. And from there, he told them to be fruitful and multiply. They got put out of that place. When they got put out of that place, man, that's when, man, all hell broke loose. And instead of being on earth as it is in heaven, it's on earth as it is here now. But boy, I'm telling you, man, there's the counsel of the Lord going to stand. What he did, he chose us before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame. What he did, all the thanks be unto God, Ephesians chapter 1, who had blessed us with all spiritual blessings, where? In heavenly places in Christ Jesus. What he did, he chose us before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame, covered in his love. Covered in his love. Boy, I told you, your eyes ain't seen, your ears ain't heard. But boy, you stay tuned in to this broadcast, and I promise you, boy, God, the Holy Spirit going to minister to us, boy, and build us up and strengthen us, man, and give us our inheritance. Why? Because, boy, let me tell you something, boy, God built the ark. And God, man, you know, provided the promised land and gave the promise to Moses. And boy, your day and time, you live in the dispensation of the fulfillment of the promise. The Bible says in the fullness of time, God sent forth his son, made in the likeness of sinful man, yet without sin, and condemned sin in the flesh. And when he did what he did, to make a long story short, boy, what God sent him to do, and when he did, man, the work that he said on the Father, know what he told the Father on the cross, it is finished. And you just quote the scripture, but you don't really know what really happened there, boy. Something took place there, man. I'm telling you something, boy, man, God had that place. And he had that, and he was on his way to that in the Garden of Eden, man, before, man, the devil came on the scene. In Genesis chapter 3. In Genesis chapter 1 and 2, boy, that God, man, and his children on the earth, man, in the kingdom of heaven on the earth, and it's supposed to be advancing, and he lost that. But, boy, God made a promise to Adam and Eve in the garden. He said, listen, I got to put you out of my presence. I got to put you out of Eden, out of that atmosphere, out of that environment. But he said, I promise you something, boy. I ain't never going to leave you. And I ain't never going to forsake you. I can't live in you no more. I can't live in your spirit no more because, man, you have rebelled against me. And, man, you're unclean in your spirit. And my spirit and the Holy Spirit can't live in an unclean spirit, man. So I got to put you out of Eden, out of my real, literal presence, man. He said, but I promise you something. I ain't going to never leave you. I ain't going to never forsake you. Build me a place where I can come and tabernacle with you. What tabernacle mean? So I can come in and be among you, be around you. I can't be in you no more, man, but I'm going to never leave you. I ain't never going to forsake you. And all through your ups and your downs and your whatever, boy, he always was there with them. Even in their faults and mistakes, and when he had to call them all home, man, he never left them. He ain't that kind of God. He ain't that kind of father. Not in his plan, not in his scheme for our lives. Boy, he lost that place. Let me tell you something. If I lose, man, $100 bill, it ain't my $100 bill responsibility, man, to come looking for me. It's my responsibility to come looking for my $100 bill. Boy, in Genesis chapter 3, boy, God lost his children, man, his domain, his kingdom, his. He lost, man, man, what he was established upon the earth, man. It was. But boy, let me tell you something. His counsel gonna stand. He shows us before the foundation of the world. So he put Adam out of his presence, but he never left him. He never forsook mankind. He always been there with us, even to this day. But boy, let me tell you something, in the fullness of time, this is the word of his grace. God made a promise. He told Adam and Eve, he says, listen, man, he didn't curse Adam and Eve. He didn't curse the man Eve the way you think it did, man. Yes, you're going to have children now, but instead of they being born in the presence of the Lord in Eden, they're going to be born in the wilderness, man. That's the pain and the suffering right now. Not just the physical pain and everything. I'm talking about the spiritual pain of being separated from God. Spiritually dead. All your children, man, are going to be born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Separated from me. Born outside of the place. Outside of Eden. Born in the wilderness. Said the Bible said it this way, born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Nobody had to teach me how to sin. It was my nature. I couldn't save myself, boy, but Bible said, boy, in the fullness of time, God sent forth his son. Isaiah the prophet prophesied to say unto us, a child is born. What child? Boy, God told that the woman, man, by all her children, what it was going to be like and all the suffering that we have in this earth now and all that's it. But, and then he, when he talked to Adam, he didn't curse Adam. He said, Adam, curse this the ground. Not you, Adam. I blessed you. Not you, Eve. I blessed you. But Adam cursed it the ground, wasn't it? Not only man, the earth, but your body. It came from the ground. So it's cursed too. It's a point. It's going to go back to the ground from which it came. But don't worry, boy. I got another body. I got an original body for you. I got another body for you. We got a new earth and a new heaven that I'm going to prepare for you. My counsel is going to stand. My counsel is going to stand. And boy, I say unto us, a child is born. That's the physical body. That's needed. And unto us, a son is given. That's the spiritual man, Christ, who is that? What Christ mean? Anointed King. What it mean? Anointed King. What he coming with? He coming with a government on his shoulder. Not a religion. He coming with a ruling authority. What? The government of God. And through the government of God, God's ruling authority, what God said. What God said, man, not what he said, man, through the prophets and everything else, but what he said, man, before that. What he originally said about you. What he said about you, man. You just like me. You created my image. You created my likeness. You can do all things. You the righteousness man of me, man. You as righteous as you ever gonna get, man. You the head, not the tail. You blessed in the city, blessed in the field. Everything that you put your hand to is blessed, man. I give you sovereignty, complete rule over every circumstance, situation, and symptom in your life, brother. Heaven is mine. The earth is yours, man. You rule. You reign. You take authority. You speak. Well, this is your territory. There's a squatter on your land. And what he don't ever want you to know, boy, is that his authority over your life has been broken. Boy, God told that devil, he said, listen, boy, the seed of the woman, the same woman who you deceived and tricked, man, and caused them to be separated from me and to go through all these things that you're going through, that same woman, man, gonna bring forth a child, boy, and he gonna tear your head off your shoulder. He gonna take all the authority, that the dominion that I gave Adam and Eve in the garden, he gonna take it back, man, and give it back to who it really belonged to and restore everything that they lost in Adam, restore it back to them. What you talking about? I'm talking about the gospel of the kingdom. Hallelujah. And the Bible says in the fullness of time, boy, he came, man. And he went through a divine process that I told you about in broadcasting past. He was born in the spirit, grew in the spirit, man, and all those things, man. And then, man, after he was tempted of the devil, the Bible says he returned in the power of the spirit. And the Bible says from that time forth, he began to preach, man, this message was repent. Why? Because the kingdom of heaven has come back to you. What's the kingdom of heaven, man? The promised land. What's the promised land, man? Well, you can, man, get in this ark of safety, man. You know why you're going through, man, and this world, you can be a good cheer because I got an ark here for you. what that man meant all the way back, man, to what Adam called it, man, Eden, the Garden of Eden, where there's no more flaming sword there, no more angels with flaming sword there, boy, but there's a door there, and Jesus Christ, he's the door. Lord. He's the way. He's the truth about it. He's the life about it. He was displaying it up on the earth, man. He was showing you, man, how this life is and how life supposed to be and how, man, God intended for your life to be. He wasn't doing all those things, man, as the Son of God. He was doing all those great and mighty things as the Son of Man. In other words, he was saying, man, this is what you, this how you supposed to roll. This how you was created to be. You were created to reign and rule. You were created, man, to take authority and speak, man. You were created, that's why I say you were the sum total of the choices and decisions that we made. Instead of, man, us ruling and reigning over circumstance, situation, and symptom, circumstance, situation, and symptom, man, dictating to us, man. Why? Because even the church under puppy string control. Why? Because they're trying to do it, man, outside that place. What's the place, man? The kingdom, man, of God, back into the kingdom of God, back into the Garden of Eden. Listen, them flaming swords gone, but man, the door is Jesus, and the door ain't got no lock to it. I'm tell you it again, man. The kingdom of heaven is like a big, luxurious hotel, man. The door to the hotel ain't never locked. It's open 24/7. You can just come on in. Anybody can just come on in. But boy, you know, and when you come on in, man, you know, all that stuff that's in your lobby is at your disposal. You want to drink a little coffee, have over there, you can do that. You know, if you want to sit down on a thing until they make accommodation, whatever, you can do that. But they got the rooms up there and all them doors up there and everything else. Now, they got locks on them. Same way as the kingdom, man, of heaven. You come on in, man. Most people just come on in and wander around in the lobby. But, man, he say, I give you the keys, not to the kingdom. There ain't no key to the kingdom. It's a door. He said, but I give you the keys of the kingdom. What? The functioning principles, man, of what? The kingdom. The functioning principles, man, of how you're supposed to live where? In the presence of the Lord. Not just church protocol, but kingdom protocol. Not just how to approach man, God, man, through religious prayer, but how to approach God, man, through kingdom protocol, through legal rights. So that you make a demand on the word of God, man. And, man, we come out of our religious praying, man, and come into more, I'm talking about what prayer is, man, and making a demand on our constitutional rights. When we come out of, man, religion, man, and know that, boy, I'm talking about, man, this is about the kingdom of God, and that, man, church is state. We're going to get into that, man, in a few weeks to come, boy. What church really is and the original purpose, man, for it. But I just want to say this in closing, man. I commend you unto the word of God's grace that's able to build you up. What? My message is the same message that Jesus Christ come preach. Repent. What's repent, man? Hey, we just use, man, a finite way of our thinking, man. But you know how Jesus was? He was thinking on top. He was living on top. He wasn't thinking, man, he couldn't. He wasn't thinking he can't. He wasn't thinking like we think. We just used a little bit percent of our little mental capacity. He was operating at the full capacity. And then he say, repent. Come back up to this way of thinking. Come back up to this way of walking. Come back up to this way of talking. Come back up to this way of living. How are the, by man, changing the way you think and beginning to think the thoughts of God, the way God intended for you to think, man, his thoughts, the same thoughts that he had towards you. Hey, listen, as I wind it up, man, I say unto you this. This is what God's love is for you. Come, you who are blessed of your Father, and inherit the kingdom. Jesus is the door. Come on in. That's it. How I get in, Arthur? You just, man, receive the engrafted word of God. Like I told you, if you hear the word on this broadcast, man, and one of them words or see hit that egg, man, and the conception take place, man, you just stay under the ministry of this word. I guarantee you, boy, it's going to develop and produce on the inside of you exactly what he said. Listen, I love you with the love of the Lord. If you'd like to contact us for further information concerning our ministry, my wife and I, Gail Lavelle, our number is 713-870-3776. That's 713-870-3776. It's always a joy to minister to you the love of God. God bless you. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
This is Pastor Arthur Levine. We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust